Eamon, defeat last night in Wexford. How do you assess last night's performance and the result?
So that's a disappointing result, obviously, considering the sort of run of fixtures and results that we've had. The boys went down to try to sort of stop that sort of continuation, but I thought we'd done well in the first half. I thought we played a lot of good football in our half. I thought they went direct at times. We sustained a bit of threat in the first half, but then Olua, I think in the 47th minute, scores in the first half just for a long ball and it's through, you know what I mean? So it's kind of disappointing in that moment to concede just before half-time. And as our manager says, Darren, it just completely changed the whole team talk, you know, so really disappointing time to concede and moments where you have to be really, really switched on.
Yeah, as you say, the timing of the two goals really stand out from the game. It must have been a real blow to concede just before getting a chance to regroup at halftime.
I suppose because we felt that the pattern and the way the game was going, that we were well in the game. You know, I thought we had good good joy down the right hand side. We with success and Sean Patton was them two were starting to show a wee bit of understanding with one another. You know, so again, when that comes in the 47th minute, it's a sucker blow. However, we went in at half time and spoke about things and tried to regroup the fellas. And then in the second half, I thought we showed a response, you know, but then I think Wexford went in a high press and it was very difficult for us to play out. And that's credit to them.
Yeah, this is actually the first time Wexford have beaten Finn Harps this season. I suppose that's kind of indicative of the recent run of form where there's been a lot of travel, but unfortunately the results just haven't been going your way.
Well, look, the strength of that correlation could be questioned. You know, maybe it is the travel. Maybe, you know, it is a form, or just maybe that the fact that the league is so tight that anybody can beat anybody on its day could be factored in as well, you know. And Wexford's got some really, really talented players, and they're well organised, and they're a good run club, like, so they have every right to go out and try to beat us every time we face them, you know. So again, it's just we have to focus on what we can do and not worry too much about Wexford's victories, and as I say, try to stop the rot as quick as we can.
Yeah, well, you have a week off next week. Is it very much a case of just trying to steady the ship now and have a good go at getting back into the playoff games in the final nine games?
Of course, you know, we look as a group of staff, we're always asking the boys about challenges and things like, and we set the playoff as a challenge, and that hasn't changed. We're still a quarter of the league to go. You know, it's very easy in these moments when there's a bad run of form to start panicking and let the chaos ensue, but look, we're all still fairly much together as a group, you know, and it'll be on next week. Maybe it's a good thing that there's no game next week. Maybe it gives the boys a bit of space to come away from the situation and then get back in 2 weeks' time and go again. But look, we're certainly not doom and gloom. You know, they're a great bunch of fellas, a good bunch of players, and as we said last night after the game, there's no bad footballers in the changing room. So look, hopefully, you know, and it is what it is, so we just have to find a way now to try to get 3 points on the board as quick as we can to release that well for the anybody.
Yep, and another away trip after the break, this time to the capital to play a very good UCD side, and they'll certainly fancy their chances of maybe getting back to the Premier Division at the end of this campaign. They're unbeaten in their last five and have had some impressive results in there. Another tough task ahead.
But the league throws up, as I said earlier on there, anybody can beat anybody. So look, we have to go now and get our homework done. UCD, they're a footballing team, very good team. That was a fantastic game the last time we were doing. I think it was 3-3. You know, so we've shown that we can create chances to score against them. You know what I mean? And as you say, they're in a good run of form. We're on a not so good run of form. But look, football's a strange game at times. So who knows? We could go in there and I would say try to push for 3 points if we can, because that is always the objective. Every time we step onto a football field, is to try to go and get 3 points. You know, so it'll be a tough ask and task, but that's what we're faced with. So that's what we have to try to deal with.